Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, March 21st, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Enrollment for the Aflac CAIC Supplemental Insurance is now open. You may enroll through the link on our website or over the telephone. Once accessing the enrollment site, we've had reports from some members that they are having difficulty finding the prices of the various plans and coverage options. First, securely log into the enrollment site and follow the prompts to change your password. There are a number of options which provide additional information on this page, which you may wish to review. Next, begin the enrollment process and follow the prompts to verify and or update your information and the information of your beneficiaries. You may change this information on your profile at a later date if you wish to do so. Once your information is updated, begin the enrollment process. You will be presented more detailed information on the different plans and coverage levels with prices associated with for each benefit. This is where you will obtain the costs of the various offerings. You may explore the choices and are not actually signing up for any of them unless you actually complete the enrollment process. You may return and review the programs at any time prior to making your final selections at the close of enrollment. Flight attendants who will attend or have attended CQ between January 1, 2014 and April 13, 2014 will be required to bid for and attend 787 and customer service training. If you will be attending CQ on or after April 14, 2014, you need not bid for it. However, if you have a May due month and elect to attend CQ in your April-May go, you will need to preference month bid. To bid for this training, go to Unimatic page DIS star 31013. Bidding opened March 17, 2014, and will close on April 7, 2014 at 0700 Central Time. Awards will be posted on your FANFO screen in Unimatic no later than 1700 Central Time on April 10th. Please refer to your domicile's April bid package cover letter for more details. Today, management issued an in-flight services policies and procedures alert clarifying confusion that may have accrued after they changed the boarding group number for Positive Space Travel earlier this year. Positive Space Travel boarding group number changes do not affect deadheading flight attendants. Flight attendants who are scheduled to deadhead will be assigned boarding group number 1. Deadheading flight attendants who are in full uniform may board the aircraft once the FAA minimum crew requirements have been met. Whenever possible, the company would prefer we board prior to passenger boarding. Deadheading flight attendants who are not in full uniform may board at any time during the passenger boarding process. Questions about these procedures should be directed to your in-flight supervisor. As safety professionals, we know it is our responsibility to take precautions and be situationally aware both on and off the aircraft. By having safety and security always on our mind, and a plan of action in the event we need to act quickly, we are more prepared for the unexpected and more likely to be successful in achieving a better outcome for ourselves. We talk about safety as much as we do for a reason. It's the most important part of our job and is essential to our personal health and well-being. Our MEC Safety Committee has always provided us with detailed preventative considerations to maximize our success when confronted with a safety situation while on a layover. Take a moment and review the comprehensive article on layover safety and share with your flying partners. Last week, we launched Phase 2 of our grassroots campaign encouraging our flying partners to contact their members of Congress to elicit their help in determining why the merger has not progressed as anticipated, resulting in the unnecessary involuntary furlough of 111 of our friends and colleagues. In May 2010, United and Continental Airlines announced their intended merger. This was promised to be a merger of equals, creating a world-class global airline. Employees would benefit with improved long-term career prospects and enhanced job stability by being part of a financially stronger and more geographically diverse carrier. During several congressional hearings seeking approval for their merger to move forward, the CEOs of both airlines explained the benefits of the proposed United Continental merger and how their proposed integration would have very little effect on the frontline employees. United and Continental executives said on numerous occasions that their merger would not result in significant involuntary reductions of frontline employees. We are now asking you to email or call your two U.S. senators and your U.S. representative. Resources available to assist in identifying your senators and representatives and sample scripts you may use are available on our website. United Airlines should be held accountable for their testimony to Congress. Please let Congress know we want them to send a message to United Management that they need to do so. Late last year, the Federal Aviation Administration modified the regulatory airline policies relating to passenger use of portable electronic devices, PED, on board our aircraft. Specifically, they announced airlines can safely expand passenger use of portable electronic devices, PEDs, during all phases of flight and is immediately providing the airlines with implementation guidance. In continuing support of the related No Calls on Planes campaign, and in order to help determine whether flight attendants have any specific concerns or are experiencing problems relating to cabin safety and or passenger compliance as a result of these new guidelines or implementation, committees of our union, specifically MEC Safety, Health and Security, Government Affairs and Communications, with the assistance of our International Air, Health and Safety Department, have developed a short online survey. Although the survey requests that you identify your airline and provide optional contact information, no personal identifying information will be provided to anyone outside of AFA. Your experiences and perceptions as flight attendants are invaluable. Please take a few minutes to answer the survey's questions and encourage your fellow flying partners to do the same. At this time, the close date for the survey has not yet been announced. A link to the survey is available through the link on our website. That's it for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.